Maybe it's time that they see my worst side, the evil me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? John Land here, your host. Welcome to the Evil Me Podcast. We're looking at everyday evil, and I have a new one for you here today. Yeah, I was just recently got off work, and I was just chilling out and thinking about, you know, my anniversary coming up. On the 27th, I have my wedding anniversary with my beloved wife, Vanessa. And I was thinking about, you know, this is a really cool song that I was jamming to a little earlier today that, you know, I wanted to make as a or present or give to her as a way to give a new song, you know, a new different song. You know, a lot of times that we just use that same song that we always used to enjoy when we first got back together, but wanted something different. So, yeah, I was listening to the song here. Let me get it for you. It's called "Oh What a Night." How can I forget that? By Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, December 1963. Yeah, and it was just blew my mind that, you know, I was thinking, you know, this would be a really cool song to, you know, share with my wonderful wife on an anniversary. And I didn't really realize what the lyrics were. Initially, I thought at first it was just talking about, you know, introducing yourself, getting to know a person, introductions, you know, meeting someone new, you know, that you haven't met before, you're really interested in and things like that, but saw a different side. Yep, I saw the light. So I have an audio clip from Mr. Video that I'd like to share with you talking about the song, "Oh What a Night." And from this review, I'd take three steps back and really look at it rightly and truly and wonder in my mind, what is going on? Thinking, what? Let's get into it.
What you got, Frankie?
Excuse me.
A little late. A little chill vibe.
It's one of them.
I'm saying it's one of them because y'all be giving me people to watch. It don't sound like them. I'm sorry. Ever since Millie Vanilli, I've been screwed. I've been questioning everybody. I got questions. Frankie, is this your voice? It's got a little high. Hey, damn it!
Late December.
Very special time for me, as I remember what a night.
What day was it? What day was it, Frankie? You look freaky.
Oh, what a night. You know I didn't even know her name, but I was never gonna be the same.
One night stand.
What a lady, what a night.
This song about a one night stand? I think Frankie's singing about a one-night stand, y'all. Oh, what a night. I don't even know her name, but she did some things to me. I'll never be the same. What she do, Frankie? I want to meet this woman. I want things done to me that will change me, yes. So this year, late December, something's going to happen. I'm going to figure something out. I want me a night like that. I want me a night like that.
She'd be sweet surrender, what a night.
white boys can sing, y'all. They go up there with it. Look at Frankie hit the little drill. What's his name, guys? Put his name in the comments. Oh no, I'm going back and catch that on one night. Yep. What a lady, what a night. It's gotta be about sex, y'all. Hey, I'm having me a night like that. Yeah. I think Frankie Valli singing to us about a one night stand he had, y'all. It was a hell of a one night stand. That girl did some things to him that can't be repeated. He didn't even know her name before she left. It was so quick, he said. Frankie, you didn't even get her name? We gotta get the phone book, man. Let's get the phone book. Let's go down the list. Figure this out. Because I need me a night like that. If it'll make you sing about one night, that lady had to be doing something. What did she do? What did she do?
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. Listening to the vibe, the beat, the lively action, you know, everything about it just makes you so excited about the song, but that makes it what is so demonic. I don't know a better word for it. You know, just to make it so nice and peaceful that you'll enjoy it. And that's how it had me. It had me, you know, dancing in my chair. You know, one of those... instead of stand-up dancing, you're rocking in your chair, you know, listening to it and you know, just going off on the song, just enjoying it, but not realizing just how evil it is. So I got something here for you. I got to pull it up here. Give me 1 second about what this song really means. December 1963, Oh, What a Night. So I have this. The group had to play down the sexual overtones in this song to appease conservative radio stations. But lead singer Frankie Valli later admitted that the song was about losing your cherry. I wanted to let you know that Frankie was not the lead singer for the song, Oh, What a Night. He is the lead singer for the Four Seasons. And the Four Seasons did not write the song as well. It was Judy Parker. Let's hear what she had to say about the meaning to the song, Oh, What a Night.
I had never written a lyric in my life, nor would I ever think to write a lyric. And then for some reason, I got in my head, what must it be like for a guy's first experience? And I just sat down and wrote it.
And Judy admits that every guy is going to remember that experience. And that's what the trick is. It's to experience the magic through your feelings by not understanding what the lyrics are saying by a singer who sings the song so innocently. So now let's listen to some more, or I should say another comment or comments from Miss Parker.
I loved it.
So you were confident.
Although we did get some letters from parents who were saying, you know, the Four Seasons were just such a good, solid all-American group until that Judy Parker comes along.
That's right. I remember.
She spiced it up a little.
And started making lyrics that we don't want our children to hear. And I thought, well, I'm a good girl too. But I wrote it anyway because I don't see anything wrong with that lyric.
Yeah. The world, the devil, and the flesh. Do I need to say anything more? A guy having sex for the first time. There you have it. It's out and it's there and it's evil. I need to get like a little saying there or something, like an evil button, make a sound there. Evil or evil, evil, something like that. But just to let you know that, you know, fornicating out there, you know, it's evil and the world loves it. It's in our flesh. So yeah, I'm really, really, really glad that I'm not going to be using this song for my anniversary. I'm going to stick with the original one. So if you like this episode and would like more of them, subscribe to discover your inner self in an evil way. Until next time, cheers.